attorney, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after Lum and Abner became a little suspicious of the report which Mr. Webster is supposed to have on the spring water at Grandpappy Spears' farm, they decided to have some of the water analyzed themselves. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store library talking to Cedric Weehunt.
You want to buy a necktie? Lordy, where are you going, Cedric?
Well, I'm going to a dance, I think.
Well, I figured it must be something fancy as long as you're getting all decked out this way. Well, let's see, Cedric. We've got some nice red tie. Maybe you'd rather have a yellow one, though.
No, more. This is a high-class dance I'm going to, so I want one of them black bow ties.
Black bow ties?
Yes, Mom. One of them kind made out of leather or oilcloth or something. Kind of shiny.
Oh.
Hold them on with a sort of a rubber band.
Yeah, I know the kind, Cedric, but we just sold the last one we had to Howard Polk. He started working in the filling station. He had to have one, you know.
Doggone it anyway.
Maybe you can borrow Howard from him, Cedric.
No, Mom, he's going to the dance, too, so he'll wear it himself, I reckon.
Well, let's see.
He's a fancy dresser, too.
Yeah, huh? We might take some black shoe polish and sort of just paint a bow tie right there on your shirt collar, Cedric.
Yeah. No, only trouble is, though, I get pretty hot at that dance, and I like to take my tie off then.
Oh.
Couldn't do it if it was painted on. It smothered to death.
Yeah, that's right. I see.
Then if it got too tight, I couldn't take it off neither.
No. Oh. I wish Lum was here. He might know somebody's got a black bow tie.
Ain't Mr. Lum here?
No, he went in the county seat to draw some money out of our double-jointed saving accounts in there.
Oh, going to invest it in Mr. Webster's health resort, Idy, huh?
Well, maybe. We ain't doing nothing, though, till we get that report from Emory.
From Emory?
Uh-oh, I weren't supposed to tell about that, Cedric.
Emory Beckley, you mean?
Yeah, see, he knows a lot about chemistries, and he's annualizing some of that spring water off of Grandpappy Spears' farm.
Yeah, but Emory's left town, though. He went to Little Rock to report himself into the Navy.
Yeah, but he took a sample of the spring water with him. He's a chemicals outfit there in Little Rock where he can do the annualizing, and then he'll mail us back a report.
Oh, I thought Mr. Webster done had that stuff annualized.
Well, he did, but we want to do it ourselves just to make sure about everything, Cedric. But now, don't you go telling this to nobody.
No, Mama, I won't. Cross my heart.
Yeah, whereabouts is this dance you're going to?
Oh, out at Elderberry Grove.
Oh?
The senior unit of the Girls Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Club's giving it.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, all the younger set's going. It'll be some affair.
Well,
Winifred Redfield was elected Woodcraft Queen for it.
Winifred Redfield?
Yep, she was.
Why, sure, they said, Rick, they never elected a homely girl like her for the queen. Not with all them teeth she's got there.
Well, she got elected because she done extra good in woodcraft.
Oh?
Oh, she's a whittler. She whittled out a wood chain, had regular links in it.
Well.
Whittled it all out of one piece of wood, too.
Yeah, well,
she done it. I seen it.
That oughtn't to be hard, Cedric. I bound you she never needed no knife, neither. Them teeth of hers, she could have just gnawed it out.
Well, I don't know whether she did or not. I don't know how she done
well.
It.
Well.
Never told that in the invite I got.
Oh, did you get a regular printed-up invite for this shindig?
Oh, yes, Mom. Mm. It's their annual summer formal.
Well.
Yeah. Said I was supposed to wear flannels. Don't know whether I will or not, though.
Flannels?
Yeah.
Doggy, that'd be kind of hot this time of year, Cedric.
Just what I figured, too.
Well, I'll tell you, Cedric, I don't believe nobody'd ever know whether you done it or not, though.
No, Mom, I don't think so, neither.
No.
No, they ain't going to look good.
Oh,
no. Mama's done put my flannel underwear away for the summer anyway.
Yeah, well, I just skipped the flannel size you, Cedric. Gets hot enough out there dancing around as it is.
Yes, Mom, it sure does.
You know, I sort of wish I was going out there with you, Cedric.
I wish you could go, too. I know I'm sure looking forward to it, boy.
Oh, yeah, you'll enjoy yourself something wonderful, I know.
Well, just one thing, though. I wish I could dance.
Well, you can dance, can't you, Cedric?
Well, not hardly any, I can't much.
Huh.
Oh, it seems like I got one too many feet or something.
Well, you got the right number of feet, Cedric, too. That's what you're supposed to have.
I know, but it just seems like they just don't seem to work right out there on the dancing floor.
They don't.
Seems like I got two left feet or something.
Huh.
Yeah, I got so as I can walk backwards pretty good now. Only trouble is it hurts my neck.
Hurts your neck?
Yes, Mom. See, I got to twist my head around and see where I'm going, don't I?
Oh, yeah, I reckon so. Especially a boy your size. Might hurt somebody if you bumped into him.
Yes, Ma. What stumps me the most is when I'm getting headed for a wall. I never can figure out how to turn.
Well, that ain't hard, Cedric. You just turn, that's all.
Well, could you learn me how to do it, Mr. Abner?
I don't know, Cedric. I don't know a whole lot about dancing myself. I think it just comes sort of natural to me. About all I know is that you just take hold of your partner's hand and then count 1, 2, 3 and start pumping the arm up and down.
Well, I can do that.
Kick your feet around, jump around, sort of try to stay with the music if you can. That's just about all there is to it.
Yes, well, but exactly how you do it, that's what I want to know.
Well, no, I don't know how to start telling you, Cedric. Wait a minute, I know what we can do.
What's that, Mr.
We've got a book right here in the library that tells you how to dance. I've heard Grandpappy Spears reading out of it. Let me find that thing, Cedric. That'll help.
Well, I don't think I'll have much time to read while I'm dancing. I'll be too busy trying to dance.
Yeah, well, this will learn you how for if you go to dance, Cedric. Here it is right here. It says, Ballroom Dancing Self-Talk.
I don't know where I can learn out of a book or not.
Oh, sure you can. I'll help you. Let's see here now. Here's a mazurka and the turkey trot. No use learning that, and I believe that's sort of going out of style a little.
Have you got the toddle in there?
I don't know. I don't see it here yet, Cedric. The turkey trot there.
I don't believe I'd much enjoy dancing with a turkey noseways. It's hard enough with humans.
Here's a waltz. I reckon that's anything like the waltz.
I don't know.
Here's a good one, Cedric, a two-step. You want to learn that in Cedric, a two-step?
Well, I better take one step up at a time, I think.
Well, that's the way we'll do it. Let me read this here now. It says, in dancing the two-step, the gentleman begins with his left foot, the lady with her right.
Well, that's the same trouble I always have. We never can seem to start off with the same foot.
Well, it says it's all right to do it in this dance. Maybe you got just natural talents for the two-step, Cedric.
Well, good for me. What does it say next?
Well, it says first here, first glissade to the left with the left foot.
Glissade? What's that?
I ain't sure myself, Cedric. I believe it means slide, though. More likely, that's just a misprint they got there.
Slide my left foot, huh?
Yeah, then, chassis in the same direction with the right foot.
Mom?
It's chassis. I don't know what that means. Wait, maybe it means chases. See, the right foot chases after the left one. That's what it is, yeah. Says in the same direction.
It sounds good to me.
Then repeat.
Yes, Mom, sounds good to me.
Who are you hollering at, Cedric?
You told me to repeat.
Oh, I meant for you to repeat the steps. That's sliding and chasing your feet around the floor.
Oh, you mean sliding my left foot and chasing it with my right foot?
Yeah, that's it, that's it.
Well, what happens when my right foot catches my left one? Is the dance over then?
Well, I don't know. It don't seem more likely it is, though. That might be the object of the whole thing.
Might be, I don't know. If you want my honest opinions, I'm mixed up on the whole thing.
Yeah, well, you do sort of get mixed up the way they got it wrote here. I believe the best way for you to learn is just for me to show you how to do it. Here, Cedric, let's try a few turns here. I'll show you.
Dance with you mean, Mr. Abner?
Yeah, just for practice. Now, you see, now, sort of put your arm around my waist,
oh,
Cedric.
Oh, Mr. Abner, like this?
Yeah.
Oh, feel silly.
Don't bend over like that, Cedric. Straighten up.
Yes, Mom.
Well, don't straighten up so fast. Cedric, put me down now.
Excuse me, Mr. Abner. Just too many things for one feller to learn, I believe.
Well, it ain't hard once you get on to it. All right, now, let's try it, Cedric. Slide your left foot over that away.
One slider.
Now, here we go. Now, 1, 2, 1, 2. Now you're going, Cedric. 1, 2. Watch out for the pickle barrel there, Cedric.
Well, how do I turn?
This away. That's a turn. 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2.
What in the world is going on here?
Oh, well, howdy, Lum. When did you get back?
What's all this dancing and singing for?
Huh?
Looks like I can't leave town for 2 minutes before you start up some shenanigans.
I was just learning Cedric here to dance.
Yes, Mom, I'm going to a big dance out at Elderberry Grove.
Well, I don't care where you're going. The store ain't no place to practice dancing. Special not during business hours. What if some customers come in? They'd think you was touching their head.
Well, Cedric just asked me if I couldn't help him.
I know, but the whole thing's ridiculous. Go on home, Cedric, and do your practicing at home.
Yes, Mom. I think I sort of got the hang of it anyway.
Yeah, well, I hope I helped you some, Cedric. I hope you have a good time at the dance.
Much obliged, Mr. Abner, for helping me. I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right. So long.
Very odd. Two grown men waltzing around the pickle barrel.
We was two-stepping.
Well, any mail coming from you while I was gone?
Yeah, I believe there's a letter come in. It's laying over on the counter, I believe, Mom.
Where else?
Right over there on the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Never said who it was from. Must have been mail right here in town, though.
Well, I do know.
Huh?
It's from the Girls' Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Club.
Well, that's the outfit that's giving the dance out there at Elderberry Grove.
Yeah, it says here they want me to come out and be a chaperone.
Hmm.
Me and Miss Milbank.
For the land's sake. Maybe you can ride out with Cedric.
Greenies, I ain't been to a dance in a long time.
No.
Wonder if I can still trip to Fantastics. Sort of rusty, I'm here.
Yeah, you more likely are.
Say, Abner, what was that step you and Cedric was doing?
I think it was sort of two steps, what I believe it was.
How does that go, anyways?
Well, you just sort of slide your left foot over to the left and... Wait a minute, I believe I can show you better than I can tell you, though.
Yeah.
Just sort of put your arm around my waist here. Now, that's it. Now, let's go, ready? One, two, one, two.
Doing good, ain't it?
Yeah.
Howdy.
Well, come in, Grandpap. Be down here in just a minute.
Well, for garden seed. That does it. Now I'll show everything. May I have the next dance, Miss Edwards?